You are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome to Sense with Sense, the finance segment right here on Adventist World Radio SID Media. And our conversations usually center around money and how you can be better equipped to deal with it, aware of the challenges that you might face as you handle money, or like we're doing today, where we just tell you about the finance issues around the Southern Africa space, where perhaps if you are better informed about those, you can see how you can make use of those opportunities. Today, we are covering the $125 million bet that the Angolan government has put on youth-led growth. You see, in October, they took a bold financial leap with the launch of the 125 million Cresa project in a youth employment initiative, right? Co-financed by the African Development Bank, the Angolan government, and the European Union. And more than a social intervention, this project is a strategic economic maneuver aimed at stimulating entrepreneurship, expanding the MSMEs, as well as accelerating national development through youth-led innovation, right? So with over about 149,000 jobs that are going to be projected in this project, and about $15 million, I'm talking USD, by the way, right? Earmarked to boost access to finance, Cresa is not just about employment, it's about economic transformation and just empowering the young people there. But how far, though? How far has the needle moved, and what financial ripple effects are already emerging? I mean, we're talking, this happened in October, not too much of time, but surely we can start seeing something, and we're going to be having a chat about that. Doc, joining us on the line to guide us and to help us understand it all is Dr. Edivaldo Abel, who joins us now to discuss on this. Doc, good morning to you, and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Good morning, gents. It's good to be with you guys through this platform.
Thank you so much, and we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for coming through. Now, Doc, we are looking at this very important conversation that has come through in Angola. $125 million, that's a big number. Are we already starting to see something? Can we see some measurable financial impact that this Cresa project has had already on the MSME growth and perhaps even job creation since it was launched?
Well, thank you. Thank you for the questions. As you rightly said, the project itself has been implemented, let's say, probably two months ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was signed. It was probably signed 2 months ago. And we can't at this time begin to see some measurables of financial impacts, because as an Angolan citizen, we still yet to see some advertisement on how individuals should apply for these type of loans. But in the long run, we will probably see some moves along the way and requirements on how those individuals can be beneficial to these type of loans. But at this time, as I rightly said, it would be very premature to see some financial impacts as of now, because things are going to a different direction, probably because of this huge schedule that the government has itself to begin to advertise. Now, what I know of for sure, are there different projects in place in that nature, that seeks to support young people in different areas, agriculture, startup companies, and so forth. But for this specific one, Project Tracer, we still yet to see.
And yeah, let's pray that. And you know what? Usually with projects of this amount, I mean, talking well over 100 billion Angolan kwanzas, it's usually those beginning days that you really want to see the ticket and the pin moving. The needle must move, because that's when most of the work needs to be done. Otherwise, if it starts sluggish, you know, we have a reputation in Africa that if it if there's money involved, just be sure it's going to start disappearing, you know, and we don't want to be looking for it. And if it was in South Africa, we'd be establishing a commission of inquiry. What happened to that 100 billion that came from America? Now, how does 15 million, I mean, talking about the injection that they're putting there to boost access to finance, how is this injection into the youth-led startups, right, compared to the previous efforts, perhaps, in Angola's entrepreneurship ecosystem?
Well, That's one of the questions that I've been reflecting on for several times.
Yeah.
One because I'm also part of the same sector.
Okay.
We have a company that deals with the startup, and we also into agriculture.
Okay. Okay.
And over the years, one of the things that we have for sure, this has to be very clear, our projects line in target in that direction. Now we have projects that supports young people, but let me tell you, the amount of documents and the bureaucratic procedures sometimes makes it to just give up. Now, you might even apply for a particular loan, like let's say you may be asked $2 million, that will be around several million kwanzas here,
yes.
And probably runs in South Africa. You'll be applying for that money, but you will not receive the money that you applied for. Why? Because there are certain ways this money will come out. One, we talked about bank fees, which one cannot even run away from. That's okay. A second, we also need to pay the manager that is to speed up your project. I mean your request. But you are doing everything within the law, but you still have to pinpoint people and so that your procedures can move faster. Now, with that being said, that will actually demotivate young people to carry on, because not everyone will be willing to probably pay 10% of the money that you receive for a bank manager or for a bank entity, so that he or she will expedite your procedures. Now, if they are not willing to do so, in fact, if you have asked for a certain type of loan, in fact, let me just be clear here, the loan is given based on the magnitude of your project.
Okay.
And
okay.
there must be credential paperworks, very solid evidence, and there are teams that will move around to investigate if what you are saying on the paper is actually true.
Is what it is.
So it's what it is. So previous project has been there. In fact, we still have it as of now. We recently applied for one. But my brother, if I tell you the amount of paper and things that we need to go through, sometimes it just makes you lazy to even begin to apply for. Now, moving forward, what will be different with this project that we have, Project Racer, which exists for several years, as of my knowledge is concerned, we need to have clear policies on how people should apply, and we need to get away with the bureaucratic way of Africans doing things.
Yes.
So that has to be get away with, because we have project on papers, good ones, but when it comes to implementation, it's a headache. Why? Because we complicate everything so that one particular class of individual will be beneficial. And then we'll come up on the media and say, hey, young people are not applying, you know, they are lazy. They are... No, we are not lazy. It's just the procedure that make us make us lazy. So it complements existing financial instrument, if I have to go back to the main questions. And we need to be strategic by focusing on what is aligned on development of young people and accelerating an institutional support. Because if that been done, we may not have a number of young people leaving for Europe, you know, leaving Africa for Europe, for America. Why going there if we have everything here?
Yeah, yeah.
But we are going there because we are seeking life, quality of life, you know, less bureaucratic procedures. We can't accept to suffer in our own continent, and that is one of the things that I would suggest the Angolan government to look at it that way. I mean, sit down with young people, have a solid conversation. What is it that we are doing wrong that we can even suggest allow? I mean, not allowing us, but giving us advice on how we should improve. Because there's this difference of doing things with the government and the young people, and I think it can be solved through a solid conversation.
Certainly.
And not just select individuals who are into different parliamentary, political hemisphere but select young people who are really into those business, who are doing the things.
Yeah.
Call them out, sit with them, because you have a database of those individuals because they have applied for the loan. Now sit with them, ask, what is it that we are doing wrong? How come you're not applying? And they will definitely have been open up. And if the procedures are follow a certain ethical way to do things and ask questions in that regard, so that nobody will be harmed. Because if you speak the truth in Angola, you'll be definitely. I'm not going to go further, but anyway. So those are the things we need to consider.
Welcome to Africa, right? Welcome to Africa, indeed. And you made mention of some of the challenges that you face in accessing these funds. And earlier on, we were hinting this idea of corruption, which is quite prevalent in most of the Southern Africa spaces. Mm-hmm. Looking at this money that's coming through, what are the financial mechanisms that the government is going to be putting in place to ensure that this money and how it's going to be utilized is in a sustainable way and can be accessed, especially by the young people, right? I know that, yes, the majority of the country is young, with about 60 to 70% considered young in Angola. But how can they be reached, especially not those only who are in these major towns? You know, you're talking about your Luandas and stuff, but even those who are also in the remote areas, that they can also have access to this money.
Well, this is good. This is good. This is a good question. How can they have access to this money? One could be publicly through clear advertisement. They should have a clear advertisement of how the individual should be giving this money. Because advertisement, it's been said that in Angola, 70% of individuals have access to TV. I'm not say electricity, but to TV.
Okay.
Everyone has access to TV. Everyone has access to a radio. In fact, 75% of individuals have access to social medias. And the government has also implementing ways, open pages for every department, ministry. They have pages, so they could communicate. They could probably say who is eligible and what are the procedures. Now, if they don't do that way, probably things will just be on the sheaves, you know, on the corridor between a certain class of people. What we are claiming here is clear procedures on how to apply, and less, I'll repeat that word often, less documents in terms of bureaucratic ways. Now, we're not saying that we get rid of them. No. We are saying it should be less. It should be document that will not give an individual, let's say, a 10 months to just receive one paper. So that should be very clear. Secondly, most of the money that is being placed for Project Crescer, as the interview, as I read the news and the interviews, it says it's going to directly benefit individuals who are into agriculture, individuals into tech support, and so many. Maybe there are three that I even forget, but one of them is agriculture. And those, because Africa have recognized that individuals are into agriculture, and agriculture is the future of Africa. It's not oil, it's not the oil, it's not the diamonds, it's not the gold, it's the food. So if it's the food, now as an Angolan, we need to be very clear on how to build roads that have access to the product. And individual will be traveling from one place to another. And secondly, we need to decentralize this power. I cannot leave Johannesburg. This is an example. I cannot leave Johannesburg just to apply for this loan in Pretoria. No. I could have done it in Pretoria or Johannesburg. Mm. I don't need to move. Now, if I move, let's just say if I move, how is my road? Mm. How are the roads? How can I get one point to another? Now, if I get the loan, Mr. Brotherman, if I get the loan, how will I even put my product, my food, my product that I've harvested on the market if I don't have the road? Mm. Now,
yeah.
So This has to be very clear. I will say, before even giving this money out, provide a good infrastructure. So that at the end of the day, you are not going to blame me because I'm not producing. No. I am producing, but I don't have ways to take my product to one place to another.
What a challenge.
Those are one of the challenges we have it here.
And let's just pray that as this goes in, these items are all taken care of and considered really. Today we live in the age of technology, right? That sometimes perhaps some of it must be moved to the online spaces so that people don't have to struggle so much with the red tape before they actually start doing the actual work in getting involved. Right. And also that the private sector and other stakeholders will come to support and ensure that the country really benefits, especially those intended from this fund. Well, Doctor, we'll have to wrap it up here. Dr. Abel, thank you so much for taking the time. Any final thoughts you'd want to leave with the listener regarding this project?
One other thing, and thank you for the opportunity that you guys have given me. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I want to leave out is, as an African, we have a potential of everything.
Yes.
And those type of projects definitely will help young people. Definitely will help them grow in their own ways. But let's remind our leaders that some of the ways they are doing things, they need to change. We need to do differently. Yes, there is money, but how am I moving forward in terms of infrastructure? How am I make sure that these young people will receive the money without them receiving a pen when they apply for a big loan? Because money has to be leave at one office to another. By the time you receive, you are less than nothing. So I would like to request the leadership to look at it in a very keen way, and to say, okay, we should do things differently.
Certainly.
Rather than that, we put everything in God's hand and looking Indeed. Forward for the change. Yes.
May God really come through, as the young people certainly need it in Angola. Dr. Abel, thank you so much for your time, and may God bless you. Until we chat again next time, keep well.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference, right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.